Welcome to a room absolutely chock-a-block with legends. I'm joined, as always, to lock it in by Pete Holland of The Cruise.
Morning.
Hello, Pete. Morning. Tim Williams, our sales manager extraordinaire.
I like that, extraordinaire. Mm. My tipping wasn't too fantastic. Wasn't extraordinary, that's for sure, last week.
Let's go back and see how we went last week, gentlemen.
Last time on Lock It In.
I'm going to the final game of the weekend. The Cowboys up against the Bulldogs. Here is a massive call coming. Bulldogs to have their first victory.
I'm going to say my Chooks against Storm in Melbourne. It's going to be a tough game, a really hard game. We all know how well Melbourne plays.
Tomorrow night at 6 p.m. I'm going to be picking the Knights to defeat the Sharks. Let's just say it's lucky I'm here to maintain our level of credibility.
I tipped that one.
If the evidence is not there.
Yeah. I'll show you. Look, you want to see my tips from last round? It's in there, trust me.
That's funny.
All right, gentlemen. Can I ask you to please redeem yourself for round 7 of the NRL Premiership? Of course, remembering, Pete, that you're not allowed to pick the Panthers because we know you're going to pick the Panthers regardless.
Mate, they're taking on a winner from last week. And, I mean, we battled against the Broncos, who have been also ran.
Yeah, I don't care.
What do you mean I can't take them?
I'm telling you, you can't take them.
Oh, this is an absolute rot. If I can't take the Panthers, he can't take Timmy over here. He can't take the Roosters, and you can't take the Raiders.
After what happened last week, I don't think he wants to take the Roosters. And I can guarantee you I don't want to take the Raiders
after they embarrassed
themselves.
Look, the Roosters did have a win this week, though.
Yeah, they did at the judiciary.
Yeah, which they should have. But anyway, all right.
It's good to win sometimes.
Who would lock it in, Pete?
Mate, look, I was disappointed by the Doggies last week.
We were disappointed with you, Pete, quite frankly.
Well, you know what? I'm going to stick with them again this week. They're going to defeat the Sharks.
Doubling down. This is what this is called.
Ladies and gentlemen,
just be aware, whenever you're chasing a win, don't keep doubling down.
Look, sometimes you've just got to go the outsider, and this is the one.
Yeah. I actually feel the same way.
I love the reasoning there.
I would have picked this one as well. I think there's a few upsets quite possibly going to happen this week. I think the Bulldogs are a solid chance. If for no other reason, they can't keep losing, they're going to run into somebody having a bad day, surely.
Exactly. They've got to. And the Sharks are that team.
That's what they're counting on. All right, Tim.
All right. Well, actually, I'm going to go for a do or die match this week. I'm going to say West over the Sea Eagles.
The West Tigers over the Sea Eagles.
Why? Well, I think this will be one of the most interesting games of the week. It's do or die for either of these teams. Mm. If West keep losing, it's going to be really hard to come back. And Sea Eagles won their last two games.
So, and last week, by a big margin.
They did. They touched up the Titans in Mudgee, and the West Tigers lost in heartbreaking fashion.
That was so close.
Yeah. What a finish.
What a great finish. Awesome. Yeah, you'd love them all to be like that. All right, so you're firm on the West Tigers?
I'd love to say West. I'd love to see West come through, because who likes Manly?
Nobody. Yeah. Nobody here. No. As always, we will come back with Tim just to make sure he definitely hasn't flip-flopped. I'm going to go for what I believe is a bit of an upset. I'm picking the Gold Coast Titans to come back after that flogging against Manly, and they will defeat the Rabbits.
Nurse.
Second place.
Yeah.
Can you come in, nurse? Please, quick. He needs help.
Sounds like it's time to up the medication.
These are my reasons. First of all, there's the professional element, professional pride. The Titans just got smashed by Manly when they shouldn't. They're back at home. They would have the coach's voice ringing in their ears.
Definitely.
Also, the Bunnies are missing a very important piece at fullback this round.
One Mr. Mitchell.
Latrell Mitchell. So I think they're ripe for the picking. I'm very confident on the Titans. Also, it's the mystery game, and so far I've had a bit of luck with the mystery game on Friday.
Well, a mystery if the Titans do get up after last week's defeat, that's for sure.
All right, just quickly, we're checking back in with Tim. Are we still on the West Tigers?
I'm still on West, mate. That'd be a cold day in hell that I picked Manly.
I've got a message here from your wife saying you should be tipping the Broncos over the Eels.
Sorry, honey. But
anyway. Tough times in the Williams household.
Yeah. Not for me. I'm not a Broncos fan. It's tough for her.
All right, legends. Thank you very much.
No drama.